Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. May I have your zip code so I can see if you may have an account with us, please?
64076.
Thank you, miss. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Sylvia Glover.
Thank you, miss. I do have an account with that name. To verify the information on the account and to bypass the security, can you verify the billing address that we have on file for this account, ma'am?
1135 Birch Road, Odessa, Missouri.
Thank you for verifying your account with us, ma'am. I do see that on the 29th of April, you paid the shipping and handling for the Focus Pods with the warranty.
For what?
For the Focus Air Pods on the 29th of April. I see they've been shipped and delivered. Have you had a chance to try out the AirPods, ma'am? Are you satisfied with
the product? Yeah, but I have where you have on my account, you guys have taken out another $64 and some odd cents. I can't remember what it was. But I want to know why that was taken off of my account, because the earbuds were already paid for.
Yes, ma'am. I can explain that charge. The charge that for the $64.97, that was taken out because once you paid that $59.97 for that shipping and handling to get the 14-day free trial, which would, if you were to cancel in the 14 days, which is 4 days of shipment, mm-hmm. 10 days of trial, you get the AirPods completely free of charge, only paying that shipping and handling. But that was, yes, it was in the terms and conditions. It wasn't out there. The company, the Focus Pods Co., was basically trying to give away free pods, but they wanted to see if people were actually paying attention to their terms and conditions.
Okay. Apparently,
yeah, so
I didn't.
You paid the full retail price for that pod, but that's that one-time charge. After that charge, there's no more payments or anything of that nature, ma'am.
Well, I did not realize that. So I want to know how I can get that taken off my account. I'll send them back to you if you want.
Well, you can't keep it. I can give you a 35% refund of that $64.97, ma'am.
I really just, okay. I guess that'll be fine because I really did not expect that charge to be taken out of my account. And so that put me into default.
Oh, I understand.
So, yeah. And I didn't know that was going to happen, so.
I understand, man. Well, I can definitely issue that 35% refund. Give me one brief moment, ma'am, while I input that into your account, ma'am. All right, ma'am, that has been notated in your account. That 35% refund has been issued. You can see that in your bank account in the next 3 to 5 business days. The refund email has also been sent out as well.
Hold on just a second, sir. Okay, just a second. Yeah. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
You're fine, ma'am. I just seen that the refund email has also been sent out as well. So you can see that in your main email address. If not, it will be in your junk mail or spam folder.
Okay.
Where you can find that email. That just let you know that here's the receipt of the refund, the date, the time, and everything of like that nature, ma'am.
All right. Can my thing be canceled now, please? How did I go about canceling it?
I can go ahead. Well, with that refund, it automatically cancels with that refund, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, give me one more brief moment. I finish. Make sure everything's processed.
Come in. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Oh, gosh.
All right, ma'am. Everything has been clear. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, bye.
Bye.